I'm going to talk a little bit more about the effects of thyroid hormone, just because it's such an important hormone in the body. Almost all the tissues in the body respond to thyroid hormone, which is unusual. Most hormones are very specific in terms of which organs and tissues they target, but thyroid hormone is pretty well received around the body. So some of the effects of thyroid hormone include an increase in metabolism. And this can also be shown in an increase in heart rate and also in the power of the contractions of the heart. So not only will the heart beat faster, but it will also beat with a stronger contraction. Another characteristic of or effect of thyroid hormone is sensitivity to the sympathetic nervous system, or stimulation by the sympathetic nervous system, so the fight or flight response. Thyroid hormone is going to make the body more sensitive to the hormones involved with the sympathetic nervous system, including epinephrine, norepinephrine, and so on. Another effect of thyroid hormone is that it stimulates other endocrine glands. So it's going to increase the activity of all the glands throughout the body, and in that way increase hormone levels throughout the body. And finally, a last characteristic or effect of thyroid hormone is to increase mineral turnover in the bones. So it's going to increase the amount of calcium and phosphorus and other minerals that are being moved in and out of the bones on a daily basis. So again, hypothyroidism is when there is less thyroid hormone than usual in the bloodstream, and some of the symptoms are going to be slowed reflexes, becoming intolerant of cold, low body temperature, a swelling or water retention, especially around the face. This is called myxedema, M-Y-X-E-D-E-M-A. It's a characteristic symptom. Dry skin, and can even lead to less development, less cognitive development in babies and small children. Hyperthyroidism can also be a problem, and some of the symptoms that you might see in a patient with hyperthyroidism would be increased blood pressure, increased heart rate. They would appear irritable, excitable. If you think about the fact that the thyroid hormone is making them more sensitive to the sympathetic nervous system, they're probably going to be more likely to go into fight or flight kinds of reactions as opposed to the reactions that would be encouraged by the parasympathetic nervous system. Let's see. I hope I mentioned earlier, and I'll go over it really quickly again. The thyroid also secretes another hormone called calcitonin, and what calcitonin does is it reduces the amount of calcium that's dissolved in the blood and increases the amount of calcium that's absorbed or built into the bones. And it does this by two methods. One is by inhibiting osteoclasts, and second, by stimulating the excretion of calcium by the kidneys. So it's going to cause those osteoclasts to be less active, so they're dissolving less of the bone, and therefore more calcium remains in the bone. And at the same time, it's going to cause the kidneys to get rid of more calcium. So both of these factors are going to reduce calcium levels in the blood.